This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
All this week, we're going to look at a set of growing tensions and parallels that exist in two parts of California, Hollywood and Silicon Valley. The first is home to an industry that developed around the movie screen over a century ago. The second has its genesis in computing and garages in Palo Alto. We're calling our series From the Hills to the Valley. Today, someone who is straddling the entertainment industries in both places. Issa Rae is creator of the popular YouTube series The Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl. She's got a book and is working on a new pilot for HBO. Issa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Do you feel like your success on YouTube led directly to the opportunity with HBO?
No doubt. HBO wouldn't have heard of me or even seen any of my stuff had it not been for YouTube and, you know, my ability to just create and put it out there.
I read in an interview that you did with New York Magazine where you said there's no way a show like Awkward Black Girl could have happened except on YouTube. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. I think networks, network executives, they have an idea about what they think audiences want. And my idea for what, one, I wanted to see and, what, two, what I thought my potential audience wanted to see were completely different.
Uh-huh.
And I was always told just that, that there wasn't an audience, especially when it came to content of color or even trying to have multicultural leads. Like, I wanted to create a show about Black people in college. Like, they were saying that was far left, that was too segmented. And so by the time I just had the idea for Awkward Black Girl, I was like, if they didn't want to see a show that I think is as mainstream as Black people in college, then they will never go for something like Awkward Black Girl. They will never believe that they exist even.
Right.
And so it was just a natural inclination for me to just put it directly online for an audience that I knew would appreciate it, an audience that I'd built myself.
And that seems like a really big difference between this world of create your own media, Silicon Valley, and the world of Hollywood. And you, at this point, can be in both of those worlds.
You can. I think that now networks are less resistant, I will say, to that transition.
Do you think that Netflix, Amazon, companies like that making television is good for creators or not?
I do, because it's based off of not a crazy, outdated, inefficient pilot system. It's based off of, hey, we respect what you do. We've seen what you've done in the past on our channel, and we want to invest in you to create something that we think our audience will grow to like.
Do you think that this leads to more diverse programming generally?
I'm definitely optimistic. I think that because even in Amazon or Netflix, because those are so close to just social media in general, there's just a natural inclination to just tweet and talk about the show on social media. And social media happens to be, the most vocal people happen to be very, very diverse.
Do you think you can succeed in Hollywood without Silicon Valley now, or vice versa?
Yeah, I mean, in some ways I get what you're saying. Like, I was just talking to an actress who but whose manager demanded that she have social media accounts because even being able to get an audition is based off of how many social media followers you have.
Wow.
Who's following you.
Do you feel that pressure too?
No, because I would rather just be niche and create content that people like as opposed to focusing on my numbers. And, you know, they're going to come up from time to time, but I don't really care. I don't know if that's fair. I don't even know if that's fair to say. If I would have said that 5 years ago, but who knows?
But is there anything that you've learned about your audience as it's developed and as you've developed as a creator that has surprised you?
The first one should seem simple enough, but just to be consistent, I feel like had I been consistently releasing content on a weekly basis, I would have a much bigger following, because that really matters in the online world. Just people having content at their fingertips, people will forget about you in an instant if you're not on their radar constantly. And that's kind of discouraging, because sometimes I'm not always creatively inspired. I don't want to just make content to make it.
Mm.
And the second thing that I've learned is that, again, audiences are just really fickle. There's no formula online. There just really isn't, outside of being consistent.
I think that's heartening.
Is it? Is it?
I think so. Issa Rae created and stars in Awkward Black Girl. It's an award-winning web series on YouTube that premiered back in February 2011. She's also got a new book, The Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl. Issa Rae, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Ben.